Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 68 is brought to you by careerwonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries. Sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at careerwonder.com. In tennis and sports in general, we often hear people say after a match has been lost that it was a, quote, good loss, unquote. While the general principles of a so-called good loss may be common sense to many folks, I believe it is essential to properly convey all that these two seemingly simple words connote, regardless of the audience, whether youths or adults. In this podcast, I'd like to talk about the notion of a good loss and what I believe it should entail, and equally as important, what it should not. Now, at virtually every sporting event, whether tennis or other sports, you will always find among the crowd of interested spectators many friends, family, and coaches, to name a few. Earlier this year, I attended a couple of junior tennis events. As is typical of these tournaments, there are a lot of matches being played, players of various age groups, and so on. Now, I watched a singles match of an 11-year-old boy. The match was closely contested, but unfortunately, he came up short that day. After his match, he came out to the seating area to confer with his coach and parents for some post-match analysis, feedback, comments, and perhaps even a little consoling. Now, during the course of the post-match discussion, I could hear the coach say repeatedly, "You played well. You should be happy with the way you competed. That's a good loss. You'll do better next time." Now, on the surface, there is nothing wrong with these comments. To me, a good loss is similar to what I typically refer to as, quote, losing well, which I discussed in podcast episode 19. Losing well means that you played a great match that day, but your opponent simply played better. And when that happens, you should be proud of the way you played, tip your hat to your opponent, take the lessons and positives from the match, and be prepared to do battle next time. Now, getting back to the coach and the post-match huddle with his player, those were certainly nice words of encouragement from the coach. It put things in some perspective that can be productive moving forward for the player who just lost the match. Now, I have no issue with what was said. It's more about what was not said or left out of the discussion. In my view, this is especially important when providing feedback to juniors, because you have to keep in mind that they are, in fact, kids. Kids who are, in all likelihood, too young to understand or process the subtleties and non-verbalized underlying messages of what they are hearing. Now, perhaps I'm splitting hairs here, but I believe it is important and necessary to be very clear about what it is specifically the player should feel good about regarding the loss. Now, let me say, I often share very similar post-match comments with my players, but with one major caveat. I always say, "Hey, you should feel good about the way you competed. You should feel good about how you played. You should feel good about your decision-making. You should feel good about all those things. However, what you should not feel good or happy about is losing the match itself." Now, here's my bottom line. There are valuable lessons and positive takeaways from winning or losing a match. As I always share with my players, there's no such thing as failure, only education. That said, if there are 100 aspects to feel good about regarding a match you play and lose, you can and should feel good about all 100 aspects. But in my view, you should never feel good about losing. Now, when I say you should not feel good about losing, it does not mean that you should be upset, angry, or a poor sport. It simply means you should not be complacent nor okay with the fact that you still lost the match, despite all the positive nuggets you can take away from the match. Consequently, there is still one sobering takeaway, and that is there is room for improvement and more work to do. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.